34-year-old black Houstonian Danny Ray Thomas died in the street last Thursday when he was shot by Harris County Sheriff's Office Deputy Cameron Brewer. As seen on his patrol car dash cam video that was released this week, Deputy Brewer pulled up on the scene of two men fighting in the street. And when he tried to break up the fight, Thomas kept advancing toward the officer with his pants at his ankles. Deputy Brewer, who was also black, yelled at Thomas repeatedly to get down on the ground or he would shoot him, all the while pointing his service weapon at Thomas, who was unarmed. About 20 seconds after getting out of his patrol car, Deputy Brewer fired one shot and killed Thomas in the intersection of Imperial Valley and Greens Road. Witnesses on the scene told reporters and investigators that they saw Thomas put his hands in the air right before he was shot. Here is Danny Ray Thomas's sister, Marquita Thomas, speaking to reporters the day her brother was shot in the street.
And knowing that my brother is no longer here, you think I'm going to be fine? I'm not going to be fine. That's my brother. That's my whole brother. Same mom, same dad. That's my flesh and my blood. We've been through everything together. He had my back through everything. And he promised me he wouldn't leave me. And he did leave me. Somebody took him from me.
Danny Ray Thomas was a father of two children, ages 5 and 7, who were killed in a bathtub by their mother in 2016. The mother is awaiting trial. Danny Ray Thomas himself had been in and out of jail and prison for years, suffering through mental health illness and drug addiction, according to local reporting and police records. Deputy Brewer has 7 years of law enforcement experience, and he joined the Harris County Sheriff's Office in 2016. This is Deputy Brewer's first shooting on the local force, and he has been placed on administrative leave pending investigations currently being conducted by the Houston Police Department, the Harris County District Attorney's Office, and the Harris County Sheriff's Office. More than 230 people have been killed by law enforcement so far this year in this country.